It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we talk to Wisconsin State Senator Fred Risser about the proposed revamp of the civil service system here in the state.
First, according to some sources, Paul Ryan is open to running for Speaker of the House. The House doesn't return to Washington from recess until Tuesday evening, but people close to Ryan are reporting that he is considering launching a bid for Speaker.
The caveat is that he'd only do it if he's ensured near unanimous support from House Republicans, including the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus in large part derailed Kevin McCarthy's bid for Speaker by refusing to support him.
Here with us now is David Cannon, professor of political science at UW-Madison. David, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So until the last day or so, the story was that Paul Ryan, not that into the idea of being Speaker of the House. It would take some arm twisting to get him there. What might have changed his mind between then and now?
Well, actually, if you read the fine print of what his supporters are saying, it really hasn't changed that much. I mean, basically, he's still saying that he wants a unanimous or near unanimous vote. So I think that might have shifted a little bit. He used to be saying unanimous, now he's saying near unanimous. But the other crucial thing, and this is coming from several reports I've seen online where they're quoting, you know, Ryan's insiders, his confidants, is the way the reports are putting it, is he's still saying apparently that he will not agree to any preconditions. And right now, basically, the Freedom Caucus has a whole list of conditions that they'll be asking any prospective member of the House who's running for Speaker, including some fairly specific policy things like Planned Parenthood funding, but also general rule changes in terms of like how a discharge petition would work. And Ryan has been quite clear, again, speaking through his supporters, that he would not agree to any of those kinds of preconditions before signing on to be Speaker. And if he stays with that position, it seems unlikely to me the Freedom Caucus would go along with that, at least given their publicly stated positions in the past week or so.
Well, what does that seem to signify to you that a would-be Speaker of the House would say to the Freedom Caucus, no conditions, I'm not agreeing to anything ahead of time, I'm not going to negotiate? What does that seem to indicate about what kind of Speaker he'd be and what kind of relationship that he might have with the Freedom Caucus?
Well, I completely agree with Representative Ryan that he needs to do that, because basically he would be signaling to the Freedom Caucus that they could pretty much run the show if he did anything else. And as Speaker, you're governing the entire institution, you know, not just the party. And that's what got John Boehner in trouble, is that, you know, on things like the debt ceiling, he worked with Democrats to get that done. And Paul Ryan, I think, knows that he's going to be in that same position of having to work with the Democrats to get things like increasing the debt ceiling done. And so if he would limit himself ahead of time to saying that he wouldn't work with the Democrats on anything, you know, basically they want, one condition of the Freedom Party is to abide formally by the Hastert rule, which says you won't go ahead with anything unless you have a majority of House Republicans in favor of it. And so, you know, he would be really tying himself in a bind if he agreed to those kinds of preconditions. So I think that any Speaker needs to make it clear that, look, I can't agree to some of these things in advance. It would make it impossible for me to govern the institution.
But would that be binding? Would it be the sort of thing where you could agree to now just to get the Speaker installed and then, you know, negotiate the terms as you go along?
Well, yeah, I mean, that puts you in a very tough spot then of having broken your word, with the Freedom Caucus. And I think that would be grounds for a revolt then, the way that they have revolted against John Boehner and then McCarthy as well. And so I think Ryan wants to be able to listen to his party, certainly, and listen to their concerns, but not to pre-commit himself to any specific positions ahead of time.
Does Paul Ryan have this kind of leverage right now to make these sorts of statements? I mean, there was a lot of hand-wringing when we learned that he was leading toward this position, and there was that open slot there that was not being filled. So does he have this power right now?
Well, I think he does, just because there are not a lot of other options out there right now for the Republican Party in terms of anyone else who would have anything like this level of support. While, you know, there still are people who are you know, speaking out against Paul Ryan. Just today, I think it was Stephen King was saying that he was going to oppose a possible candidacy of Paul Ryan because of his position on immigration. So I think you'll have some immigration hardliners who might be opposed to Ryan. So, you know, there'll be some opposition, but no one else comes even close to the level of support that Paul Ryan has. And that's why I think he does have a very strong bargaining position right now in terms of the limited options that the party has.
We're talking right now to David Cannon, professor of political science at UW-Madison, talking about the news that Paul Ryan may be open to the idea of running for Speaker of the House. And one big question was, you know, whether if Paul Ryan were to assume this role as Speaker of the House, whether it would hurt his chances down the road for a bigger political career, maybe even a presidential bid. Do you think he's come to any sort of terms with that question?
Well, that is a very good question. And the other thing related to just, you know, Paul Ryan's overall career ambitions, he has his dream job right now, at least according to, again, to him and to his supporters. Being chair of the Ways and Means Committee is something that he has wanted for a very long time, because his, you know, big interests are in economic policy, tax policy. That's what Ways and Means Committee does. And so that's another thing that gives him that kind of bargaining position right now, is that he doesn't really want the job. You know, so it's, you know, if they want him, they're going to have to come to his terms, not the other way around. And presidential ambitions, I agree that that would be another thing that could be damaged by serving as Speaker, because it's so difficult to run the House right now with the Freedom Caucus, you know, taking the position, such a strong position on, you know, such a broad range of issues where they, you know, basically refuse to compromise with Democrats.
You mentioned that Ryan is chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. Would he be able to keep on doing that, continue that work, if he were Speaker?
No, absolutely not. No, he'd have to give up his position as chair of Ways and Means. Now, one thing he might be able to negotiate, though, and this is one thing, and I haven't heard any of his people talk about this, but what he could potentially agree to, you know, and set the conditions would be, okay, I'll do this for, you know, X amount of time, you know, 1 year or whatever, and then when I'm done, I get to go back to being chair of Ways and Means Committee, which would be outside the normal process for doing that. But he probably could negotiate that ahead of time if he, you know, wanted to be assured he could go back to that position.
So you've got Paul Ryan, who says he's already doing his dream job. He's not that into this idea. He likes his work as chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. So aside from this being a position of power, what else is there to entice Ryan to do this?
Well, he's a very loyal Republican. I mean, he really is a good team player. He cares a lot about the Republican Party in the House. And I think he, you know, wants to listen to the leaders of the party and you know, help out the party potentially, you know, if he can, and if he can, you know, come to terms that are agreeable to him. I mean, I think he would probably be willing to do it for those reasons, you know, that he is a good, loyal Republican, and he doesn't want to see his party suffering. In fact, there just was a poll that came out today in the Washington Post that showed that by a margin of 2-1, the American public sees the GOP leadership right now in the House as, you know, dysfunctional, and even, you know, about an even split between Republicans are saying that they don't support what's going on in the Republican Party in the House right now. And so I think, you know, Ryan sees that his party is in trouble right now, and I think he would like to be able to help them out if he thinks that, you know, there are reasonable conditions for him taking the job.
And what does the Republican Party do if Ryan doesn't want the job or take the job?
Boy, that is a really good question, and if I knew the answer to that, I would be able. I mean, no one knows the answer to that question. It's a really impossible position for them right now. I mean, I think one scenario would be a series of, you know, many, many, many votes where it ends up being deadlocked, where different candidates would be running, you know, and different factional interests supporting a more moderate and then a more conservative Republican, and no one emerging with a majority after dozens of votes. And if that were to happen and there was a true deadlock, it's conceivable that, you could go back to McCarthy or Ryan or someone like that and get them elected on a bipartisan vote, where you'd get, you know, many Republicans voting with Democrats to elect someone like McCarthy. I mean, that's never happened in the history of the U.S. House. It's happened a few times in state legislatures. California did it once. I believe North Carolina did it once, where they, you know, didn't have agreement within the majority party on who to pick, and so you had a coalition, a bipartisan coalition. I think that's extremely unlikely right now, but that is something, if it gets to be really bad and we have a true deadlock, that is at least a theoretical possibility. Now, a third option, and this is even less likely, I think, some have pointed out, you don't actually have to be a House member to be the Speaker of the House. This was a, you know, we hear about drafting errors in legislation that, you know, happen all the time. Well, this is kind of a drafting error at the Constitutional Convention, where I'm sure the founders didn't really want to make that possible, but they didn't say it wasn't possible. And so it's conceivable someone like a Newt Gingrich could come back and be Speaker. And there have been some pundits that have actually suggested that. Again, I think that's extremely unlikely. But if we had a complete deadlock situation, you know, it's possible they could even do something like that.
So we're also closing in on the deadline for raising the debt limit. Is that going to hold Ryan's feet or the House's feet to the fire in any way?
Well, I think, I mean, Boehner has agreed to stick around as long as they, you know, don't have a Speaker. So I think what will happen, so, I mean, here is one possible outcome, is you have John Boehner stick around long enough to get the debt ceiling increased, and again, passing that with, you know, largely Democratic votes, and then some Republicans will be willing to do it. And then once Boehner's done the dirty work on that, then maybe Ryan could step in without, you know, many other preconditions and be the Speaker for the, you know, the rest of this term at least.
David, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, good to be with you.
That was David Cannon, professor of political science at UW-Madison. We're talking about news that Paul Ryan may be open to the idea of running for Speaker of the House.